My favorite Christmas pageant blooper is a story about a boy who played the innkeeper in the pageant. And he very dutifully delivered his lines, "There is no room in the inn." And then as Mary and Joseph turned and started to walk away, he immediately shouted, "But you can have my room." I love that story. And if we look closely at the text, though, we may wonder, where is the innkeeper? The text does not say there was an innkeeper who told the Holy Family, "Oh, I am so sorry, we have no room." It simply says they laid the baby in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. We assume that there was an innkeeper, but the innkeeper is not mentioned specifically. And even that word inn can get lost in translation. There are a couple of different words in the Gospel of Luke that are translated as inn. And one of them does mean something like a hotel, like in the story of the Good Samaritan, where there was an injured man, and the Samaritan, even though he was a natural enemy with a Jewish man, took the injured man, took him to a hotel, and told the hotel keeper, "I will pay all of the expenses." But there's another word that means inn, and that is like when Jesus had the upper room and prayed with the disciples and had Passover with them before he was crucified. He said, "I need to prepare an upper room." That room, that word is also translated inn. So inn could be a hotel or it could be a guest room. And guess which word is used in Luke 2? It's the word for guest room. And some modern translations, like the Common English Bible, even say they laid the baby in the manger because there was no room in the guest room. And I suspect that there are some people who don't like that translation for that very reason. It removes the innkeeper from the story. But if there was not a hotel in Bethlehem, and maybe Bethlehem was too small of a town to support a hotel, then how did the scene unfold? We might imagine the Holy Family going up to the house. The head of the household answers the door, the knock, and they say they need a place to stay. Mary is about to give birth. They've come to Bethlehem for the census, just like everyone else. And then the head of the house may say, "I'm so sorry, but we don't have any room in the guest room." And what do we think might have happened next? And remember that in this day and age, in this culture, there is a very strong premium put on hospitality. Even if there is no room in the guest room, how do we think the head of the household will respond? Will he turn away a family where the wife is about to give birth at any moment? I don't think so. I think that the head of the household looked at Mary and Joseph, threw his arms open wide and said, "You can have my room." And I imagine him inviting the Holy Family into the main room in the house. And then after the baby was born, the warmest place to put the baby was in the manger. And again, don't think of some small Vermont town where you have a big farmhouse and a separate barn to the side. The manger would have been part of the main structure of the house, perhaps underneath, in the basement, where the animals were. And the warmest spot for the baby would have been in the manger. And so that little boy with the Christmas pageant blooper, he might have been right all along. The innkeeper, the head of the house, was the one who said, "But you can have my room." Now, some of you may be delighted in this possible interpretation. Others of you are thinking that I utterly ruined the Christmas story. And which interpretation is correct? To me, whichever interpretation helps us to increase our hospitality is the one that I hope we embrace. The interpretation that helps us to take risks in showing hospitality. The interpretation that allows each one of us to be hospitable by opening our hearts for transformation to this baby. And when the baby is grown and becomes an adult, He will say some things that might not always be easy to understand, like love your enemies, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, welcome the stranger, in fact, so much so that there's not even anyone who is a stranger, but welcome the refugee, welcome all who are looking for housing. When the disciples told Jesus about the crowd and how there was not enough food for them, Jesus turned to them and said, "You give them something to eat." Can we open our hearts to this baby who will grow up and tell us, "You give them something to eat"? I hope that we can, though it's not easy. And I think also part of hospitality is making ourselves vulnerable or imagining what it's like to be vulnerable. Some of us may already be in a vulnerable place where we do have to welcome the hospitality of others. And if we've spent our entire lives showing hospitality, it's not always easy to welcome that hospitality. But maybe we're in a place in life where we have to. And also, I think it's very important to put ourselves in the place of those who are vulnerable, who, for the most part, can receive hospitality but are not in a great place to extend it. I'm reminded of a couple in Vermont who are traveling home. Their flight arrived at Burlington, and they had to travel an hour and a half to the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where Emma and I used to live. And there was a snowstorm. Visibility was getting worse and worse, and so they pulled over. They knocked on the door of a house. They asked if they could stay until the storm passed, and they were told no. And that story flabbergasts me to this day. Like, who would turn someone away in the midst of a terrible storm? Thankfully, the very next farmhouse let them come in and let them stay until the storm had passed and it was safe for them to travel again. But I suspect that if we have ever been in a situation where we have been that vulnerable, then hospitality is very important to us, and we're much more likely to extend it. And I also know that modern life is complex. It's important to have boundaries. But if ever we're caught in trying to decide, do we extend hospitality or do we go with caution, I hope that we err on the side of hospitality as much as we can. And not begrudgingly, like, okay, I guess you can have my room. But instead, can we err on the side of that big-hearted, open hospitality that says, you can have my room? I hope so. I hope so. And when it comes to welcoming Christ this Christmas, may God grant each one of us the grace to say, you can have my room. All glory and praise be to our God. Amen.